KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In college men's hoops last night, Iowa State fans gave Liscum's Jordan Bergeson a standing ovation when he left the game for good. And it might have been partly from relief because with the Ames native finally on the bench, he couldn't do any more damage. Bergeson tied a Hilton Coliseum record with 9 three-point baskets and scored 30 points, but Iowa State got a season-high 24 points from Scott Christofferson and 23 from Chris Allen to beat the Bison 81-64 last night for their fourth straight victory. Bergeson, whose father Steve played at Iowa State from 1974 to 78, hit 10 of 16 shots, including 9 of 14 from three-point range. He fell 1 point short of matching his career high. Liscum was playing the fourth of 7 straight road games. The Bison have lost all 4. Revonte Rice scored 29 points as Drake won its final game before the start of Missouri Valley Conference play last night, defeating Central Arkansas 87-64. Jordan Clark added 16 points and 11 rebounds for the Bulldogs, who shot 52% from the field and hit 10 of 25 three-pointers. Jeremy Jeffers and Ben Simons had 11 points each for the Bulldogs as they improved to 7-4 on the season. In top 25 college hoops last night, Harrison Barnes scored a season-high 26 points, helping number 5 North Carolina beat Texas 82-63. John Henson added 14 points for the 11-2 Tar Heels, who won their fifth straight and avenged last season's last-second loss to the Longhorns. Dante Poole scored 15 points as number 22 Murray State remained undefeated with a 78-54 win over Tennessee Martin in the Ohio Valley Conference opener for both of those teams. Murray State is 13-0. Mike Scott poured in 33 points and had 14 rebounds in number 24 Virginia's 83-77 win at Seattle. Well, the Iowa basketball team will close out the non-conference portion of its schedule tonight as they host Boise State. The Hawkeyes are 7-5 after a 105-64 win over Central Arkansas on Monday night, and they'll take on a Boise State team that is 9-3. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says this will be a tough test heading into the start of the Big Ten race. McCaffrey told his team immediately after the Central Arkansas game that they better play well against the Broncos. McCaffrey says he doesn't know if his guys fully understood that they would be playing a team that is 9-3, that has really good players, and is one of the most impressive teams he's watched on film. He says after his talk with the players, he thinks they understand the Broncos are one of the better teams on the schedule right now. Tonight's men's game will be the second half of a doubleheader in Carver Hawkeye Arena. In the opener, the Iowa women play Mississippi Valley State. You can catch that Iowa men's basketball game live tonight here on the radio. 6:30 is when we get the pregame show started. Game time is 7:30 from Carver Hawkeye Arena. In NBA news, Kobe Bryant did not play in the Los Angeles Lakers preseason finale against the Clippers last night because of a torn ligament in his right wrist, and his status for the season opener on Christmas Day is up in the air. An MRI revealed the extent of the injury, which occurred early in the third quarter of the Lakers' 114-95 loss to the Clippers on Monday night. Bryant was examined by Dr. Stephen Shin of the Curlin Job Orthopedic Clinic. Depending upon the degree of the tear, he could be sidelined for as long as 3 to 4 weeks. Lakers coach Mike Brown says Bryant is day-to-day. In other NBA news, Derrick Rose says he can finally tell his mother he's made it in the NBA, and he's got the superstar contract to prove it. Rose, the Chicago Bulls superstar point guard and the league's reigning most valuable player, agreed to a 5-year contract extension worth more than $94 million, which kicks in next season. Power forward Chris Humphries has re-signed with the New Jersey Nets. Humphries averaged career best of 10 points and 10.4 rebounds last season, but he's probably better known for his recently failed marriage to Kim Kardashian. The forward played 6 scoreless minutes and was loudly booed every time he touched the ball in an exhibition game at Madison Square Garden. In football news, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says freshman running back Mikhail McCall will remain on suspension for the December 30th Insight Bowl against Oklahoma. Ferentz said Wednesday during a weekly radio show that McCall's suspension wouldn't be lifted for the bowl game. McCall was suspended prior to the November 25th game against Nebraska for an undetermined violation. The Hawkeyes will also be without leading rusher Marcus Coker against the Sooners. Coker, who rushed for 1,384 yards this season, was suspended on Tuesday for a violation of the university's student code of conduct. None of Iowa's remaining running backs have gained more than 79 yards rushing this season. Well, last night, Casey Payhall highlighted a record-setting game with a 42-yard touchdown pass to Sky Dawson with 4:26 remaining to lift number 16 TCU to a 31-24 victory against Louisiana Tech in the Poinsettia Bowl. It was the eighth straight victory for Mountain West Conference champion TCU, which moves to the Big 12 next year. That was the third time this season the Texas Christian overcame a fourth-quarter deficit to win. The Horned Frogs finish at 11-2. Payhall was 15 of 29 for 206 yards. He set TCU single-season records with 228 completions and 2,921 yards, breaking marks set by Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton. Western Athletic Conference champion Louisiana Tech finished 8-5. They had a seven-game win streak snapped hours just after Sonny Dykes agreed to a contract extension through the 2017 season. In other college football news, the University of Hawaii has hired 65-year-old Norm Chow as its new head coach. A native of Hawaii, Chow has been the offensive coordinator at Utah. He previously served as offensive coordinator at UCLA for the Tennessee Titans, at Southern California, North Carolina State, and Brigham Young. A person with knowledge of the decision says interim coach Tony Levine will be named Houston's full-time coach today. Houston is looking to replace Kevin Sumlin, who accepted an offer to coach Texas A&M. Tom Williams has resigned as Yale's football coach. That follows a university investigation into whether he lied on his resume about being a candidate for a Rhodes Scholarship while a student at Stanford. Robert Griffin III has added another honor to his postseason haul. Baylor's quarterback is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year. The Bears Heisman Trophy winner won in a landslide over Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck. Griffin received 43 votes from the AP poll panel. Luck was second with 7 votes. Griffin guided Baylor to a 9-3 season by passing for 3,998 yards and 36 touchdowns. The first Heisman winner from Baylor also becomes the first Baylor player to win the AP Player of the Year award, which has been given out since 1998. Griffin also won the Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback. Well, the NFL is changing how it handles concussion examinations after Browns quarterback Colt McCoy went back into a December 8th game without being tested for one. The league says that a certified athletic trainer paid by the NFL would be at each game to monitor play and provide medical staffs with any relevant information that may assist them in determining the most appropriate evaluation and treatment. The trainer will not diagnose nor prescribe treatment and can't order that the players be removed from the game. The trainer will be in a booth upstairs with access to video replay and direct communication to the medical staffs of both teams. In other NFL news, Josh McCown will start an NFL game for the first time in 4 years when he lines up under center for the Bears on Sunday night at Green Bay. McCown signed with the Bears November 23rd after Jay Cutler suffered a broken right thumb. He replaces quarterback Caleb Haney, who has thrown 9 interceptions and 3 touchdowns while starting in 4 straight losses. McCown was an assistant high school football coach just before Thanksgiving. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is optimistic he'll play Sunday when the Steelers host St. Louis. Roethlisberger says his injured left ankle is no worse after throwing 45 times in a 20-3 loss to San Francisco Monday night. After sitting out last week's game with a high ankle sprain, Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey says he believes he'll return for Saturday's game against the Rams. He says the week off helped him immensely. Running back Felix Jones missed a second straight practice due to a hamstring issue, but the Cowboys are confident that he'll be ready for the NFC East rival Eagles on Saturday. Jones is coming off consecutive 100-yard rushing games for the first time in his 4 NFL seasons. Dallas is already thin at running back with rookies DeMarco Murray and Philip Tanner on injured reserve. The Ravens have signed journeyman kicker Shane Graham, who could replace injured Billy Cundiff in Sunday's game against Cleveland. Cundiff has a sore left calf, and he struggled this season. Even an appearance by Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow isn't enough to prevent the Bills' home game against Denver on Saturday from being blacked out on local television. The Bills still had about 24,000 tickets left for their final home game of the season. Buffalo closes its season having its last 3 home games blacked out. Well, Super Bowl ticket holders displaced during the February seating fiasco at Cowboys Stadium filed court documents renewing fraud claims against the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys. The Wednesday filings in Dallas accused the league and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of recklessness in pushing for a new Super Bowl attendance record at the Cowboys' new stadium and doing nothing to discourage attendance. A judge dismissed previous fraud allegations and claims against the Cowboys but allowed the ticket holders to amend their claims. In the National Hockey League last night, Phoenix beat Carolina 4-3, Chicago over Montreal 5-1, Philadelphia beat Dallas 4-1, Colorado 3-2 over St. Louis, Vancouver doubled up Detroit 4-2, and San Jose skated past Tampa Bay by a final of 7-2. In baseball news, a person familiar with the situation tells the AP that the Cubs and outfielder Reed Johnson are closing in on a one-year contract. All that's left for him is to pass a physical. Johnson played for the Cubs in 2008 and 9 before spending the 2010 season with the Dodgers. He returned to the north side of the Windy City this year to hit 309 in 111 games. Also, multiple media outlets are reporting that the Chicago White Sox and pitcher John Danks have agreed in principle on a one-year contract extension worth $65 million, and the Milwaukee Brewers have signed infielder Cesar Asturias and left-hander Juan Perez to minor league deals as they're being invited to spring training. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.